Now welcome in Gwen Covey, joining us to talk a little bit about Lemonade Stand fundraiser going on today, an event with the Community Bill Playground. Gwen, how's your summer going?
It's going awesome. Going a little too fast, though, Tristan.
It's the way it works, isn't it?
It is. I'm not ready for going back to school.
You said the S word already this morning, Gwen. I mean, my goodness.
I know.
School already?
Yes. What am I doing?
So tell us about the Community Build Playground for folks that haven't heard about it previously.
Okay. Thank you. So the Community Build Playground is a playground that a group of committee members are together, and we're going to put it. There will be a new park by where Centennial Park Playground is.
That's over by the hospital.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So that's the new site, or that will be the site for this new playground. And it was started. Tawny Morris and Emily Worrell had this grand idea, and they've gathered a lot of committee members, and we have been raising funds probably since October, and we've reached our goal and getting closer to. We need a few more funds, but this project is. They partnered with a company called Leathers, and it's all about community, a community coming together. So I think that that's what made me excited about getting involved in this project. There's you get your kids involved, you get your families involved, and we have some home builders that have agreed to come and build the park when those dates occur in September.
Awesome. And we know North Platte Giving Day was a huge supporter of the Community Build Playground. That was great to see that community support.
Yes, thank you. That really pushed us very, very close to our goal and helped us reach the original amount needed. And so originally, that's a good point, this lemonade stand that we're having this afternoon was originally going to be a fundraising event. And then after North Platte Giving Day was such a success, we shifted gears and made it. We decided that let's just put the lemonade stand there, and it will help us accomplish a couple goals. And one, putting the community out there and letting everybody see them for the first time. Because
sure.
I think you and I have visited before and then sharing that there's so many faces behind the scene, and you just don't realize how many are involved. And so that gives us a chance to be out there. It gives the families and individuals to stop by and ask questions in more detail about this project.
Sure.
It'll give us a chance to share the site. It'll give us a chance to let our kids get more excited. So it's kind of a work. I'm calling it a little drive-through lemonade stand or a park and play. So if you're in a hurry, drive through, say, hey, we know this project is happening. Give us a wave, grab a glass of lemonade and be on your way, or let the kids come and play for a little bit on the current playground.
And donations will be accepted as well during this time, I'd imagine?
Correct. Free will donations, or we are still accepting. August 2nd is the deadline. If you've heard about picket sales, people have asked me about that. What does a picket sale mean? A picket is the playground will be lined with a picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase a picket for $50, and you could have a name of a child name or a family name on that picket. Or you can purchase a memorial brick for $125, and there's three lines on there, and it's in memory of. That second line would include the individual's name, and the third line would be grandma, grandpa,
sure,
or whoever you're trying to memorialize. And that brick, those bricks will line the playground like a walkway to
How
the playground.
Awesome.
It's so cool. So there's those opportunities to donate. If you feel like throwing us a free will donation, Raising Cane's has donated the lemonade for our stand this afternoon.
Going to be quality lemonade, you know.
Exactly. If you know lemonade, or if you're a lemonade lover, it is a favorite of many.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just, when we reached out to them, and they, with very little hesitation, they agreed to donate all the product. And,
wow.
Yes, you can't beat that. And so it's a real good fit because they're very community-minded, and mm-hmm. So this was great. And so I think that that's going to lure a few patrons.
It should at least. It should at least.
I do know it's going to lure my daughter in. she's a huge fan of lemonade, so thank you to them. A shout-out to them.
Absolutely. Now, Gwen, if there's anybody that can't make the lemonade fundraiser or the event today but want to make a difference or want to make a donation or help out, how can they possibly learn more or learn how they can make a difference with this Community Build Playground?
Sure. You can log on to WeBuildNP.org, and there's information online for that. We do have a Facebook page. You can look at there, and there's you can message us through that and reach out. There's different, there's forums at Great Plains Realty. You can walk in there and somebody would be able to answer a question.
Awesome. And Gwen, what time will the lemonade stand be today?
We are going to open our, open our stand at 4 o'clock, and that will go till 6 o'clock.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. And looks like weather-wise, yeah, it's going to feel a little bit like summer, but shouldn't be too bad.
Yes, it shouldn't be too bad. I think it's going to be a perfect day. I don't think, every day is a good day for lemonade, maybe?
I would say so.
I agree.
I don't think there's ever a bad time for lemonade.
No.
You're drinking hot coffee this morning.
I am.
Same thing. I don't think there's a bad time for coffee.
I thought that was a requirement for mugs in the morning.
It is. It is. It's a stern requirement. You did see the mayor brought some in, too. So
I did, and he was trying to bribe people with donut holes.
Yeah, I told him.
Is that appropriate to say?
Don't be telling people in the green room that there's donuts in there. The fewer people that know, the more donut holes that I get. So
exactly.
I told them, Brandon, come on.
Quit sharing.
Don't be sharing.
That's right.
Gwen, we appreciate the time and appreciate the great work you and your colleagues are doing on this community build playground. It's so exciting. We're getting closer to seeing a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, that's a great thing. The build dates are September 15th through 19th. People can volunteer that way, too.
Awesome. So. Gwen, thank you so much for taking time for us this morning.
Thank you for taking the time, too.
Absolutely. The lemonade stand coming up today, folks. Swing on over at Centennial Park there. That would be just west of Great Plains Health. More Mugs in the Morning coming up after a quick news break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.